Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers and Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, good evening, everybody.
Isn't it a good evening there?
Yes, it is. The days are looking longer, and that's wonderful.
Well, I don't know about you, but I've got some flowers coming up out of the ground.
I know, isn't that grand?
It's interesting because no matter what happens in the world, we can count on our little flowers coming up out of the ground.
Yeah, they're called hope.
Oh, is that what they are?
That's what I call them.
They're hope, huh?
They're called hope. That hope is that there is spring on them. There is spring.
Okay. I like to look at it as a promise.
Same thing. The promise of hope of spring.
Indeed.
We've certainly had a long, here we've had a really long winter.
So, yeah, it's been long and hard, hasn't it?
It really has. It's got me, had me snowed in a lot this year, so I'm glad to see it.
Well, let's invite our friends out there to call in, Charlene. We've got some things to talk about, but I want those who are in the sound of our voice to understand that we do invite your calls. We are glad to take your calls, and there's a toll-free number. If you live in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. And if this is the first time that you've listened to our voice, I know there's a lot of new listeners at BBS, and we are saying we welcome you with open arms. We love hearing from you. As for myself, I work with the spiritual hierarchy. We have conference calls with Archangel Michael, other masters, voices from heaven. We'll also connect you to the other side, and perhaps you might be interested in connecting with your angels. That's always something that people like to know about. Now, Charlene, one other thing that I wanted to say. For those also who might want some information from your Akashic record, we can work with that too. So, Charlene, give us a little bird's eye view of what you do, and I guess we're going to be stopped. We'll get to that in a moment.
Okay.
Your name, caller?
Sharon.
Did you say Sharon?
Yes, I did.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
We're great, dear. What can we do for you?
Well, what I'd like to do is clear negative energies from my soul from past life memories.
Well, I'm going to turn you over to Charlene because this is Charlene's bailiwick.
All righty.
Charlene, we've got Sharon on the line for you.
Hi, Charlene.
Sharon. Now, what is it you wanted me to do? I couldn't hear it.
To clear negative energies from the soul from past life memories.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we can do that. Some of the negative, a feeling, behavior, what is your choice?
Fear, doubt, insecurity that hold me back.
Okay. To achieve what?
Everyday life.
Oh, just life in general.
Yes, and actually it holds me back from raising my vibrations also. I feel that.
Okay.
Karen, is there a particular goal that you are interested in accomplishing that perhaps you feel you're being held back from?
Yeah, I feel that I'm being called maybe to teach.
Okay. So let's deal with what you said in general and teaching in particular. What do you think of that, Charlene?
Yeah, I think she's just wanting to feel more like she deserves and will accept success. Is that not correct, Sharon?
That is correct.
Okay, because you're saying that you do not feel like you deserve to be successful in whatever endeavor that you try.
I feel that I should, but I know I have negative energies from past life memories, for sure. I know probably everybody brings them in from past life memories. And
well, are
like,
you remembering them, Sharon?
Feeling them.
Just feeling them.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is there any degree of insecurity as far as feeling about yourself that you received while you were growing up?
I guess learning.
Your ability to learn?
Yeah.
What was the verbalization?
I guess probably told that I wasn't very good in that field as far as able to learn quickly.
Okay, so you were told that you were a slow learner?
Slow learner.
And you couldn't learn anything?
I can learn, yes, but I always that there was doubt planted in my mind and fear there.
Okay. So was there ever the word said, you know, can't you remember anything?
I can, yes.
Okay. So the reason I'm asking you these things, because a lot of times what happens is parents get frustrated with their inability to get through to their children, so they'll come up with a lot of words the children start internalizing being the truth about themselves. In other words, you know, can't you remember anything? You're just too stupid to remember that I told you once before. Are those some words that you've heard before?
No, my mother never really put me down.
Good. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, but you felt it.
Yes, I did.
Even though she didn't say anything.
Because I was slow in school, I felt it.
Oh. Because you felt like you were slower.
Absolutely.
Okay. So it wasn't anything that you were taught.
No. My mother was never like that.
Okay, and it wasn't any teachers that taught you that.
As far as I can remember, no. I think generally they tried to help me.
That's good. That's really good. Okay, so what you're really saying is it really comes from a DNA or your cellular memories from past life.
Not in
your present time.
I'm thinking cellular memory. I know that we live in our past life energy 80 to 85%. I know I read that someplace. So I'm thinking cellular memory.
Okay. So then what I'll do is go in and have God clear whatever dimension of time that this has occurred. So I was even going to ask him to clear it in this lifetime.
Thank you.
If there was anything in this lifetime, maybe it's more or less what you kept saying in your own head.
Could be.
Okay. And it can also be in then, because your mother never put you down, your teachers, it sounds like they were really positive with you. But it can come in on your DNA, which is your past ancestral line, which is passed on as cell memory as well. So if that's okay, we'll clear your DNA.
Absolutely.
Okay, and your past life memory then.
Great.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. We'll do that. Just a minute, and we'll go in and do it.
Well, while Charlene is working on that, Sharon, something that I want to mention to you that I have found with the Akashic Records is that it seems like a lot of souls are incarnating in family lines where they lived in that genetic line in a previous lifetime. And I thought that was rather fascinating.
Yeah.
In the sense that they did this to clear things from the past, like Charlene and you were working on, that you not only clear yourself and those past lifetimes, but you'll be clearing the whole genetic line.
That would be great.
So there will be many other members in your ancestral line that will step forward and want these removed also.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's fascinating work.
Yes, it is. How do you learn this work? How do you
learn the work? Well, it's interesting. It's like, it depends on what you're doing. Now, Charlene, for instance, she has taken many courses to become as proficient as she is. And then she's worked with a lot of different people over the years. And so when she comes back, we can ask her to describe some of what she has studied. As for myself, I've learned a lot from reading records. It's just fascinating because when someone asks for a reading and we sit down and the cherubim open the records for us, it is fascinating to see what so many souls have been through, the journey, the tapestry of life that they're actually weaving on the other side. It makes a permanent record, which I find very fascinating in the sense that we think we're living these lifetimes by ourselves, and yes, in a sense that we are, but what we have learned, what we have accomplished, is also part of a record that other souls can examine and explore. In other words, they're not looking for what you've done personally or I've done personally, but the journey, some of the pitfalls, what one can learn. And this is available for souls who would use this information responsibly. So part of where I have journeyed, I have learned from actually doing the work. Now, I do have a free ebook that describes my journey. I don't know if I have it on the site there, but it is available on my website at www.carolynevers.com.
Okay.
And you can download that free ebook. And it starts out, my spiritual journey started when my son died. And as he crossed over to the other side, it was almost a compulsion. It was like I had to connect with him. I had to find out if he had made this transition and he was safe. He was only 16 when he crossed over.
Oh, no.
And so it took a couple years, about 2 years, I eventually did connect with him. And that is quite an amazing story as to how I found him, how we started working together, how he became my guide, how he brings other, he's sort of like my gatekeeper. And so there are certain people that he allows to come and work with me, and then there are others who keeps away those who shouldn't be working with me and allows the spiritual hierarchy to come in and work with me. So that, you might be interested in that. It's a fascinating story.
I think I would be.
Yeah, it's on the website, and
okay.
It says free ebook. It's on the left side. And I wrote that story for a number of reasons. I wrote it because I believe that all of us, we think we come from very simple backgrounds, and we wonder about some of the things that we hear and read about, but it is available for us to accomplish. I think that is the message, that we can accomplish anything that we really set out to do.
Amen to that.
Sharon?
Yes.
One of the things that I was told is you do simulate everything. It's what he went in and changed was your ability for recall. It's to recall it immediately.
Okay.
So it's the recall that's being blocked.
My recall, okay.
Uh-huh, it was the recall. The recall also comes in the DNA, but he also changed what is called the heart-mind because it's a receiver and a transmitter. So that you're receiving that more clearly. Also did the brain mapping again on that, okay?
Okay, the brain mapping.
Why don't you explain that a little bit, Charlene? Because I think Sharon probably would want to know a little bit about that, and I think our listeners would too.
It's very interesting.
Well, part of it is if you're studying educational kinesiology, you'll find that the brain is like, they will show you that it's like in two sections, the right and the left brain. Well, sometimes in studying an individual, you'll find that they're either a dominant right brain in, individual, or they could be a dominant left brain individual. A right brain individual, usually you can show them how to do things with their hands or show them something and they will get it and they can repeat it. A dominant left brain individual will end up, they're very analytical, can figure things out, very good at math and so forth. But if you have it so that you're not crossing over, what happens is, if you go in for a subject, now you were saying your ability to learn quickly. Well, you are assimilating all the information on a subconscious level. The subconscious doesn't even sleep. So you're always picking up information all the time. So if you are hearing anything I'm saying, you're assimilating it all. It does not go away. The brain or the subconscious is very obedient to absorbing everything that you see, hear, feel, touch, smell, right?
Right.
Everything. It's that recall. In other words, you can hear from your, let's say that the individual hears from their left ear, but has to transfer everything from the right to the left, back to the left, and then down to their hands. You lose some of the information, which is called the midfield. Now, you'd have to tell me in what areas of your learning that you're having difficulty with.
My problem was I had problems with spelling and reading. I was a slow reader, and with spelling. And
okay, those are left brain.
Okay.
So if I say to you, Sharon, let me teach you how to do flower arranging, how quickly would you learn it?
Very quickly.
Very quickly, because you're right brain. Spelling, reading, math, those are very dominant left brain information. So that's why it's because you have a dominance. Nothing wrong with that, but you can finally get to the point where those dominants are interacting with each other. In other words, if you're learning how to spell a word, years ago what they did is they taught sight reading so that they would pick up the dominant right brain individual. Well, you can see whether a word is right or wrong, but you can't hear the sounds. They weren't teaching the phonics so that they could hear the sounds and then transfer what they heard so they could spell it on a page or to read it.
Well, that's what happened with me.
Because they couldn't hear it. Is that what happened to you?
Yeah, it was the sight reading.
Right.
The sight, yeah.
You're a sight reader, huh?
Well, no,
not the sight reading.
Not anymore. I'm trying to sound things. I sound things out now, but yeah,
okay.
That's how I learned with sight.
But see, what it did was children were taught phonics. The brain develops that immediately with the sounds associated with it. Also, if I'm doing brain mapping, I will find that I have to teach them, like for instance with you, God went in and did some brain mapping. In other words, what he did, it's the infinite symbol. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, the number 8.
Okay. So we went from left to right, from right to left, back and forth, starting to hear the sounds in the phonics. But also what you want to do is to be able to see where you're placing your tongue, your teeth, your mouth. All of that goes in with the sound. And so that'll start making it so you can hear those sounds, and the brain will start understanding it and start hearing it more clearly. Then you'll recall it. So he went in and said she needs what is called recall. And you recall it instantly.
Very good.
How to spell, how to read, how to hear the sounds. So it's the recall that he said you needed. because you have been assimilating it. It was the recall that was not coming forward.
Oh, I see. Okay, the recall.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay, and if you need any more information on that, give me a call and I'll send you out some exercises to do that so that you can more readily access the right and left brain equally.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Karen, call us back and let us know how you're doing.
I have a question for you, Carolyn.
If
I've been doing a little bit, I've been getting into healing,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering, would that be...
Darling,
like,
there's no such thing as getting into healing. You
I've
are
been doing
starting
healing.
To remember.
You
I hear me.
Are.
I was wondering if that was part of my Akashic records for this lifetime.
I said, and I'll repeat it, no one gets into healing. They start to remember.
I guess I'm remembering that recall maybe is helping me.
Okay. Let's see what we can find out from your record, matter of fact. The cherubim is standing there right now with your record. And what she's doing right now is showing me an image, because the image is very important. And what the image is there is a young lady. I want to, a better way of phrasing it is a maiden, because this young lady was not married. This was a young single maiden. And she is dressed in a white robe, with wearing a golden band around her arm. It's not a plain band. It is in the shape of a snake. It is a gold snake around the arm. Now, as I'm describing this to you, I want you, if you can, to see yourself standing there in these robes, because it would be helpful to you.
I do. I see that.
Okay, good. And she has a sort of like a gold belt around her waist. It's not a belt per se like you'd wear in pants loops. This is more like a rope kind of a belt, and it comes up making an X mark over her chest. And she is holding, let me see, she's facing me. That would be her right hand. In her right hand, she is holding what looks like a shell. The shell is... it is used as a bowl, and in that is water that has been blessed. It has come from a sacred well. And she has long dark hair. It's pulled behind her ears, but it's long. And as you are viewing that picture, You said that you were seeing yourself dressed like this. Can you identify yourself with her?
Yes.
Now, who do you think she is?
I think maybe Egyptian.
Well, she was an initiate of Isis.
Okay.
And as such, was very much involved with healing. I don't believe in this particular lifetime that we're looking at that she was actually living in Egypt, but she was using the Egyptian traditions.
I say that because of the snake.
Well, the snake was a sign of
wisdom
that the Isis initiates wore. Declaring, revealing their It was sort of like they went through different initiations, and each initiation, the higher up the level that they went, they were given a piece to wear.
Like the belt, the snake?
Yeah, it designated how far they had gone through the mysteries. So by the time you were given that particular armband to wear, you would have moved up quite high in the mysteries. So, Sharon, you are remembering that, dear.
Okay. I thought I was.
Yes, indeed.
Well,
take a look when you get off the phone at the sandals.
Well, I thank you, ladies, very, very much.
You're
thank
welcome,
you,
dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, life is so fascinating, isn't it, Charlene?
Yes, it is.
This seems to be a very fascinating time where people are remembering, you know, whatever we have learned in the past, it's never really taken away from us. We come in and we bring forth those memories, and they awaken when it's time. Before Sharon called, I had asked you a question. Give the people a little concept as to how you work, because we have new people on the line all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, usually if somebody calls me and wants to change maybe a behavior they have, well, it's kind of like Sharon. She wanted to be able to learn or feel better about herself in learning. But then when I went in and God said she has all the memory, it was just that she didn't have the recall immediately. So then we have to go in and change that. Anyway, there's
call. We'll take that up again as soon as we find out
okay.
What we could do for this next caller. And your name, please.
Yeah, hi, good evening, it's Shirlene. Hi, Carolyn. This is Kim from Louisiana.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, I've talked to both of you before, although I've never had this particular request.
Now, what can we do for you today?
I'm hoping that Shirlene could work on my son. My husband and I are going through separation. My son's 8 and a half. He's got a developmental delay. He's got dyslexia and a convergence disorder where he sees double, like a third of the time. And he's really been having trouble sleeping and waking up really tired. And I suspect that he just runs around at night in his dreams. Like, I visited him in his dreams, and all he does is run around whine in his dreams. So I'm not surprised that he runs around and whines during the day, because that's all he's doing at night. All night, I suspect.
Okay, and he's 8 years old?
Yeah, and I've had people tell me he reads like about a 4-year-old. So if you're looking for a little boy who's a little small for his age, he's got big brown eyes and blonde hair. He's
and
a little heavy.
Name?
He's gained
what's
some
his
weight.
What's his first name?
John Michael. We call him John Michael.
John Michael?
Yeah. God's gifted messenger.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want, what you're asking God to do is change what? What is it?
I would love for God to help him, yeah. Help wire him or rewire him so that he can make kind of rewire him to make his daily life a little easier. Because John Michael has, I mean, he's a, you know, I've had people tell me that he, you know, that he just doesn't stay in his body enough, and that's probably his developmental delay problem. That if he would just stay in his body, he could get the content and the information, and he, you know, I want some sort of emotional maturity or some sort of connection to his body that maybe he doesn't have now, that he could, so that he could feel more grounded and that he could really take on the task of learning how to read. He failed first grade because obviously we didn't know about the vision disorder and we got glasses at the end of last year, and so now he's doing better, but he's still having real trouble reading, and that's obvious because of the dyslexia.
Hey, Kim, let's take a break for a second. Charlene, would you say that this thought is correct, that he's not staying in his body?
Well, a lot of children won't do that.
But is it true in this case?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
But part of it is that it's difficult. How long have you been divorced?
Well, we just separated.
Oh, you
so
just
my
separated.
Husband, but my husband, yeah. But my husband has been severely depressed and ill for a long time. So my son, my husband has been basically the primary caregiver until, you know, recently. And even though he's primarily bonded with me. So I work full time. My husband stayed at home with my son. And so, yeah, it has been hard.
Oh, yeah, he's been around a depressed individual for a long time.
All the time. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, what I wanted to point out was he's learned a behavior pattern.
Yes.
Is that correct?
I suspect it is.
Okay. Because sometimes when you're changing something, it can be past life, it can be in a DNA, or like I was saying before, it can be a behavior pattern that you learn from those that you're around.
Yes, and I suspect that. And in fact, I've had people tell me that one of John Michael's issues is think about how, you know, I remember 15 past lives, I've had 150, he may have had no lives. You know, I've had people say he's probably not from this planet, not from this star system. So if this is his first life, no wonder he's having trouble with everything.
No.
Yeah, it's not his first life.
I don't know. He come from deity.
Yeah.
No. He has perfect knowledge. All we want to do is bring that perfect knowledge to the foreground for this time.
Yeah, he's a really bright little boy, but he doesn't come off as bright because of his speech delay, his developmental delay, and, you know, his real struggle with reading. And, of course, he's the apple of my eye, and I love him dearly, but because of this convergence disorder, he's got what would appear to you to be like ADD, ADHD, but it's not because of he's got the disorder, it's because of the vision, because he sees double a third of the time. And because he sees double so much, it kind of scatters him.
Okay. Well, we're dealing with two different things. You're dealing with the eyes and their ability to see things as is, or as we assume they are.
Right.
And the reason I say that is he might be seeing things on a different level than what we're looking at.
Right.
And he might be seeing more true.
Yeah, which doesn't make him wrong.
Right, which you're right. You're absolutely
it.
Correct. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I agree with both of you.
Okay. Now, the other thing is you're talking about his ability to learn. Those are two separate things.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
and then also he has some sort of sensory processing disorder. So, like, his body always hurts him, or he claims it hurts him, and he's always tired. And I think it's all connected, though. I think it's all his kind of unwillingness to kind of stay in his body. I think it's all somehow connected.
Now, how long has this been going on?
His entire life, yeah.
Ever since he was born?
Yeah, well, by 18 months, we discovered that something was not right, and that I had an emergency C-section, and you know, had a problem pregnancy and et cetera, et cetera. So, by 18 months, he was clearly behind, and he had to have like four sets of tubes. And they've always been telling me that there's every expectation with a developmental delay, unless there is some sort of physical damage, which they couldn't really find, that he's going to grow out of this. But I'm ready for him to grow out of this because I'm the primary parent now. I'm doing it all by myself. Almost. And
well,
so
you
I'm,
almost were before.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
What?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And so all it's done is made your, so that you weren't dealing with two, you're only dealing with one now.
That's right.
Which is really making it easier for you.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Okay.
On the one hand. But on the other hand, now I have more time to obsess about my son.
Okay, that's what I'm being told. Okay. So, right on, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what we want to do is go in here and have God go in and make some changes. Now,
yes.
You said that he was a C-section.
Yes.
Okay, and the other thing was that you had a difficult pregnancy.
Yes, I did.
Now, is any of this formed, the behavior that you're seeing, do you see it in any other family members?
I would say that I don't know my husband's family. On my family, there's a lot of rambunctiousness and, like, orneriness. Kids do outrageous things and pranks and stuff, but they're all really, really bright. And because they're so precocious, so Michael's really bright, but there's no way he's precocious. Because he doesn't come off that way, because he's got a speech delay, a developmental delay, a fine motor skill delay, you know, so he's failed school. He's bright, but he's not bright in a traditional way. So he does have that streak of orneriness, you know, and playfulness in him. But
okay,
I haven't really
seen
it.
What I want to ask you is, what happened during the C-section?
Okay, I don't know what his APGAR scores were. I suspect, okay, instinctively, I suspect that the cord was wrapped around. I labored for over 16 and a half hours, and his blood pressure didn't drop until the last minute, and
okay,
it was an emergency C-section.
That's where it all came from.
Yeah, that's what I suspect. That
God
she never
is showing me that it was that at birth it was the C-section.
Yeah.
That's caused a lot of it. He also has a lot of memories, strange, fearful memories of the C-section.
Yeah.
Did they tell you anything?
No, they really didn't, and I was half out of it. What I remember is, you guys won't think I'm crazy. He was crying, and he was saying, okay, okay, I'm all right. Okay, okay, I'm all right. And they were trying to revive him and get the crap out of his lungs. And he kept crying, okay, okay, I'm all right. And I kept trying to say, well, I think he's done now. I think you got everything out. And they're like, no, we got to make sure he's fine. And I'm like, you know, so he was saying, like, as soon as I heard him, he was crying, but I heard him saying it, you know, through the crying patterns. Okay, okay, I'm all right. Okay, okay, I'm all right.
Okay,
but
you didn't want him doing all the other stuff they were doing.
Exactly.
Okay, so when God told me that we have to release the fear.
Okay.
Okay, and it created a lot of shock and trauma and panic with him because he didn't need all that done.
Yeah.
Okay? So
yeah.
Let's go in and do the rebirthing. Okay?
Okay.
Because let's see what happens and see if we can change the memory on that. This is really pretty extensive. You might want to call me at my office and us do more on it, because God will go in and change it, and especially if he had any fearful memories from past life on it. But
yeah.
Right now, let's just do this part. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's okay. That's fine, Shirley.
Okay, just a minute.
Hey,
this
Carolyn.
Rebirthing process, Kim, is quite fascinating, because there are things that happen during the birth process that we don't really know until this is opened up for our inspection as to what happened. I know I've gone through the process myself, and it's really very valuable.
Yeah, I've done a little bit of work too, and it to me it seemed in so many ways very powerful, but obviously in so many ways really, really scary.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn,
well, you know,
so
when you think about a soul coming through the birth process, especially if there's a hitch of some sort, it's going to cause a lot of fear. And if there was another past lifetime that had some birth delivery problems, it's the fear is compounded.
Right. Right.
You were going to say?
Yeah, Carolyn, I was just going to ask if you could, I don't know if you get any kind of specific, if you can get any kind of specific hits, but I'm looking for the next person in my life, and I was wondering if you could get any hits on him.
I don't like for us to do two things at one time.
Okay,
if we have
fine.
Time when Charlene comes back, and it's
yeah.
because I want this to be open and clear.
Gotcha.
So when she comes out of the theta state,
we can talk about it.
Yeah, that she can describe what happened.
Yeah.
If I become involved,
I gotcha.
And she comes back and I'm doing something,
it's
kind of, there's a conflict there.
Yeah.
So let's wait until... Carolyn,
one thing.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
What?
I'm a fan. And
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding what you're saying.
I'm a fan of yours.
Oh, a fan. You know what I thought you said? Thomas Ann. And you were saying a fan.
I'm a fan, yeah. And,
Thank you.
Yes, of yours and Charlene's. And, but I wanted to say that I was saddened to hear about the passing of... the other Carolyn, right? Or Carol?
Oh, Caroline, yes.
Caroline,
This, we were all, the three of us were very close with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, it has been very difficult for us to get accustomed to the fact, you know, to this. However,
And Carolyn, I've been
Caroline,
looking for a while.
Is Charlene back? No, she's not. She's still working.
Carolyn, I've been listening for a while, for a couple years, and I would say to you that if I were you, maybe I might consider talking to Rosemary and see if you wanted to retool one of your shows and have Rosemary spend some time with you, because I thought your conversations are always fascinating.
Oh, I would love for Rosemary to work with us, but I don't know how to contact Rosemary.
Well, just ask her to call. she's called you enough. Just cast out your intent. Just tell the universe.
Oh, okay.
Rosemary,
if you're out there, darling, give us a call. We'd love to have you on the show. No, I think Rosemary would be a wonderful addition.
Wouldn't she? She would be. You guys are, it's so entertaining when you guys are talking. So just to... I've been listening for a couple years, so every time she calls, my ears perk up.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, she is a dear, isn't she?
Yes, she really is. And
Kim, when things straighten out for you, you really ought to consider joining us on the conference calls.
Yeah, I know, and I've listened to them, and I've listened to the meditations, and I fell asleep, and but you're right, I know I really do need to let things settle down.
The last one that Archangel Mikael did, he brought in the standing wave, which is the energy that is in the pyramid at Cheops, and this month he is going to be working with us to show us how to use it.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And I haven't put up the March schedule yet, but that's what Archangel Mikael is going to be doing. And you really ought to be with that one.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
And we started Voices from Heaven, and this month Master Kasumi is going to come, and he's going to be interviewed.
That sounds so cool. Okay, I heard Charlene try to break
it. Yeah, Charlene's back.
Okay, one of the things that he was indicating in doing the healing for him,
John Michael.
Yeah, John Michael, was the fact that he was in a great deal of stress at birth.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and so we took out the shock, trauma, panic, fear, the anguish. There was a lot of fear associated with what was going on at the time.
Yes.
Now, he cleared that, and he cleared it and put it in the stem cell fetal memory, all of the cells associated in his body. And especially,
wonderful.
Did you say the cord was around his neck?
I said, I suspect. They wouldn't tell me the APCOR scores. I asked the nurse what the APCOR score was. I asked the gynecologist, and they both changed the subject. I suspect that when they pulled him out that he was blue because they worked on him for a long time. And so I suspect that it was a cord around his neck, but I don't know for sure.
Well, I thought it looked like one around his neck.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And so what happens is under those circumstances, the cells in his neck in his bronchial tubes, in his lungs, were all stressed.
Gotcha.
And they were struggling, so they were in fear and panic and shock. So all of those energies were pulled out.
Yes.
Okay, God pulled all of that out and restored it with the stem cell fetal memory and the adamantine particles, which is the God intelligence.
Great. Thank you so much, Charlene.
And so I would like to have you call and see how he's doing.
Yeah.
And especially right now, I'd be really interested in the other things that were pulled to see what his behavior is.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, he's spending the night with his grandmother tonight. And,
well,
and
it's just whenever he come back.
Yeah.
He'll
oh, yeah. I'll have to wait till...
See if he has a more calm,
right.
even behavior pattern.
Right. And I have every...
I'd be very interested in knowing that. Okay?
Yeah, and one of the things, something else that comes into mind, Charlene, is this dreaming that he has done. If taking out the fear and panic doesn't help him settle down with the dreams.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he's got a lot of, pulling out a lot of dark entities in memory.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you so
much. So I want to see how that affects him in his behavior.
Yeah.
Because I think you're going to see a real change.
Oh, thank you
so
much. So
make
well,
sure that if anything, if you have any questions, though, that you call me, will you?
Oh, yes, I will. I will.
Thank
I know
you.
That where to find your number. The Charlene, I will tell you that I know I have every expectation that your healing worked because, that God's healing worked because you helped my husband, okay, right after I told him that I was going to leave him. And it was like I was so scared because he was so angry all the time. And as soon as you worked on him, like that Wednesday night, like the next day he woke up a different person.
Oh, wow.
And it was so wonderful.
Well, that's what I want to see with John Michael. I think you're going to see a change.
Yep, and
because
I think so, too.
Because there was a lot of stuff transferred to that boy at the time.
Yeah.
And then I would need to do some more with clearing the brain cells and getting them back in the stem cell fetal memory and also the God intelligence.
Right.
Because it's kind of like we understand things, electricity being short-circuited. That's
right.
What happened to him.
Right.
So I'm seeing if that's being connected with him, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're sure welcome. Bye-bye, dear.
Have a blessed evening, ladies, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, such fascinating stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want... what a difference he's going to be.
Yeah, I want to see how that works out.
Well, see, part of the thing that I have found through the years is I work with individuals that have... Whoops. Okay.
Your name caller.
Rosemary.
I love it.
I was listening. I just think that the healing you do is so impressive. Incredible. I like
it is
watching,
remarkable, isn't it?
Yes, I like watching a master work.
Aw. Did you hear what Kim said?
No, I can hear.
No, I'm talking to Rosemary.
Did you hear what Kim said?
yes, I was listening to the entire...
Oh, well... Well, what do you say? You have to join us sometime, huh?
I would love to do that. That would be a great
Send me your email.
I will do that.
Yeah, to Carolyn@CarolynEvers.com. And I think that's a heck of a suggestion. I love it.
Okay.
We could have so much fun.
The memories, it's like, whoa.
You weren't aware of this, Charlene, but Kim mentioned when you were working on her son that to have Rosemary join me because we have these great conversations and spend some time on the radio chatting.
Well, it's fun. It just,
it is.
The beautiful noise and the adventure and the memories and the potentials and what we can achieve for this race. It's entirely out there for us. And, you know, it's like looking at, like, this little boy and knowing by divine fiat all of your powers, talents, and energies are now returned to you from the light. and may you walk in grace. And everyone who's listening to the healing that is going on is holding a prayer of that sort for this little boy.
Oh, I hope so, because I could just see this little infant coming down, joining the body, and going through this birth process and suffering this trauma. I felt such great compassion for this child.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell from Charlene, you know, talking about this, that has to be focus of the problem, because this child has great gifts and has come to bring those gifts to this lifetime. And it was so, you know, to clear all this and have him get on with what he's got to do, what can I say? This is a beautiful thing.
And that's what the listeners do, because we're all of one mind and one good heart, and we truly want each healing to be successful.
Yes.
And so it's not just one voice, it's the many.
Well, you know, thank you for reminding us of that, that everybody is out there holding the space for healing for individuals who come and ask for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
sort of reminds me of the days when the mothers brought their babies to the temple, right?
Yes. Hello, Charlene.
All these ISIS initiates are all coming around right now, don't you think?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, at times I don't know where it would come from. I would just come up with, Holy Mother ISIS, I need help now. In a Catholic church, this doesn't do well.
No.
But it's all one, and it's all good, and we are all waking to our memories of the potential that we can create.
You know, I was in Jordan. You would be interested in this story, and it's got to be fast because we got to get off of here in a moment. Was in Jordan. I guess we're going to have to discuss this when you come on board with me, because I came across a place where they had a group of ISIS initiates who had a school, and we'll tell you about that. And I don't have enough time to discuss it now. Anyway, send me your email, because we got to be off of here in a half a minute.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
You too, Rosemary.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Charlene, before we go, dear, give everybody your phone number.
Mountain Standard Time, 801-944-9346.
Beautiful.
Yep.
And my website's www.carolynevers.com. Do check out the conference calls. They are marvelous. We'll talk to you next week. Goodbye, all. Goodbye,
bye.
Charlene.